USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after North Carolina officials ordered a do-over, Democrat Dan McCready tells supporters in Charlotte Friday the decision was a surprise.
What can I say? It looks like we're getting a new election.
McCready trailed Republican Mark Harris by a slim margin in the November general election. The North Carolina Board of Elections ordered the new election after election fraud was discovered in Bladen County. The president of Ukraine Friday strongly endorsed President Donald Trump's leadership and the way he handles Russian President Vladimir Putin. On Fox News, America's newsroom, President Petro Poroshenko said the U.S. administration clearly understands the possible danger of Putin. Putin has said Russia is militarily ready for a Cuban missile-style crisis if the U.S. wants one, and has threatened to place hypersonic nuclear missiles on ships or submarines near U.S. territorial waters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump says he will consider delaying a March 2nd deadline to reach a trade deal with Beijing before he escalates tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports.
I think the relationship has been very good. That's what I will say, more than anything else. As to whether we make a deal or not, who knows, but I think we have a good chance. But I think the relationship is outstanding.
A senior administration official says the president has agreed to keep about 400 U.S. troops in Syria after the withdrawal of hundreds of others this spring. At the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford says the U.S. had always planned what he calls a transition as the fight against ISIS evolved.
There's no change in the basic campaign. The resourcing is being adjusted because the threat has been changed.
President Trump announces over Twitter that Kelly Knight Craft, the current ambassador to Canada, is his nominee to become the next United States ambassador to the UN. She would replace Nikki Haley, who abruptly resigned in October. With Amazon's decision to scrap plans to build a second headquarters in New York City, Florida Senator Rick Scott reveals on Twitter he's encouraged the tech giant to move to the Sunshine State. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
R&B singer R. Kelly is scheduled to appear in bond court Saturday in Chicago after being charged with sex crimes involving minors that go back more than a decade. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents two alleged victims, says Kelly's associates are just as guilty.
These people, these agents, these attorneys, and these managers, they looked the other way while these young girls were taken advantage of instead of doing the right thing because they didn't want to kill the golden goose. They didn't want to interfere with their own individual paydays.
The 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involved four victims, at least three of whom were younger than 17. Florida police say they have video showing New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft soliciting prostitution. The major sting operation involved several day spas and massage parlors in Florida. The 77-year-old Kraft is among dozens linked to a sex trafficking operation in Central Florida. Kraft's attorneys deny he's committed a crime. Good news about Florida's coastal waters. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
It seems Florida's coastal waters are free from the devastating red tide bloom that began in October of 2017. A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission report says the toxic algae is no longer present in water samples collected from anywhere in or around the state. That bloom caused respiratory irritations in people, and it killed vast numbers of sea turtles, manatees, dolphins, and fish.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.